Well, let's say it's an extra month this year, it's Nibriyo, then the Meicha gains the extra month, and the Lokech, the ones that buys it, the Orichayna, doesn't have right to keep the Chalutim until after the 13th month. So the Mor says, Hotayna, Soya, this is good, this Soya, you have a Teretz. The Soya is a Chatis, of the Par Meichel Meimo, the Par was Kashra even after a year. So what's the wrong? Why can't you keep it for next year? That's Lashin Par Meichel Meimo. So the Mor says, Xen, Xero Par, what's the Soya? We're making Xero not to use the Par, because maybe you come to use the Soya. Good, Xera says don't use the power. But what do you have to kill it for? The Yoid, Chatis Shavua Shinasal Reya. Even a regular Chatis, after past its year, you don't have to kill it. It's just Yiroa, just let it pasture in the fields. Oslam. The Yomar Eshkoka says, Chatis Shavua Shinasal, the din is Reya Noisai, Kilo hi I met as a basic forest. Look as if it's like Tommy, it's in the basic forest. You can't use it for carbon. Or like it's in the basic forest, like, no, not Tommy, just you can't use it. The Roya, and let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Bamun. So you see, even a Chatis that's over a year old, you don't have to kill it. The din is just Yiroa. Because the Kasha back to Yehuda, what did Yehuda say here about that? You have to kill it. So my answer is Elo Amarova. Gzeri Mishum Takola. It's true. The reason why you have to kill it is only a new Rabbanim Nikolach Mishum Takola. We're afraid if you leave it around, maybe you come to use it. Like Rav Yehuda was saying, really it's a Soya, really it's a Par. So you have to put it away in a special room and lock it up and not use it for a full year. We're afraid, no, maybe you come to use it in the middle of the year. So Mishum Takola, we said to kill it. The Tanan, we learned like this. The din is ein makdishin v'ein marichin. You're not supposed to make anything. Hekdish b'sman is there, or any marichin, say how much you're worth, and me makdish the money, v'ein machrimin. Another type of hekdish. You don't give it over to charamim, it's the bedek habayis, the kesav, Rashi says, kesav, astam charamim, the bedek habayis. So plukti masech terichin. It's also type of the hekdish. B'sman is there. Well, because since we don't have the base to makdish, why do you be makdish the money for? We can't do anything with the money. So you're not supposed to be makdish it. V'ein hekdish, let's say somebody did. The herich, and he did make the value of himself the money. The echrim, or else you were makdish the thing about the gabayis. Is behema, lo yitzu you were makdish the behema tiyakir. We'll soon see what that means. It means you have to kill it. Teira is ksus for kelim. If you makdish fruits, or ksus, or kelim, clothing, or other kelim, is yirkavu. Let them right away, don't use them. Moya is to kli, matchis yelach lanol yamamelech. If you set aside money, or metal kelim, you have to throw it yamamelech. Now, v'yezuhu ikur, what does it mean, ikur? Noyo delos lefanel, you have to lock it up in the room, and lock the door. V'yemesim aler, like starve it to death. So you see, mishrim takolo, we're afraid you come to use it, we tell you kill the animal. That's kind of Yudra over here also. You have the power and sir left over from this year. So true, really maybe you could use it next year. But we're afraid if you keep it and watch it, maybe you come at the kolo, you come to use it. So we don't want you to use it throughout the year, that's why we tell you l'misozla. And the Mara says, not the kolo demai, what are we afraid of? If you're afraid you come to be makrivit and you're not supposed to, or afilu ko nami, that why is there ever a lochem? That a lot of times we have the animal, you don't have to kill it, just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum and then you'll sell it. Why? Because right now you can't use it for carbon. So if you tell him now you're afraid maybe you will use it, so how do you ever have the locha of rios that you let it pasture it? You should never be allowed to pasture it. Because whenever, while you're pasturing, let's be afraid maybe you come to use it. You eat that kol the gizri, you avoid elamai, you're afraid what? Not that you'll be makarit for carbon, but you're afraid, well, now you come to use it, work with it, or to shear up the wool, the same thing then. Afilo koriyas nami. You should never be allowed to stand pasture the animal in the fields and wait till it becomes a balmum. Because we should always be afraid that maybe you'll work with the animal, or maybe you'll make it, maybe you'll shear off the wool. So Mara says, no, li'elam to kol the akrova. But they hear really we're afraid maybe you come to makarit for carbon. So why over there not? Now, some by your roar, the pshat is you can't use those kabonis. So the kabonis you can't use, they were not afraid you come to be makrivit. But over here, really, these things are yiroi. Rashi, bahanach talav b'nei akrovininu. Shah roi is einu moindus nikoriv. A regular case, whenever we say Roya, the pshat is this korban now is possible. You're not going to use this animal anymore. You're only going to sell it then with the money you'll use. But the animal stuff you're not going to use. So therefore, we're not afraid you come to be makrivit. Mashenkin, this soya and this par, that really you're allowed to use it next year. So now we're afraid that maybe in the middle of the year you use it. So therefore, we don't want to let you keep this around. That's why we tell you, but after you have to kill it. Mashenkin, other carbonas that for sure you can't use, there we're not afraid you use it. Therefore, those you don't have to kill. Now the Gemara just says, but the kola atma tanoihi. This time we said there's a machlokes. If you have a shalos on the kola not, it's like a machlokes tanoim. The tiny one like this, the tiny choda. Pesach lekorav rishon, yakmi v'sheni. You have a korban pesach, set aside for pesach rishon. If you didn't use it then, you can use it for pesach sheni.
the sheni, let's say currently the sheni is Yaakov l'shan abo. If you set aside a carbon pesach for the second pesach sheni and you didn't use it, you're allowed to use it for next year. The Tani either another brayser says lo yikarev. No, you're not allowed to use it next year. So what's the machlokes? My love, the kol apligi. That Tanakhama says we're not afraid. You'll use it in the middle, so you're allowed to leave it for next year and you'll use it next year. And the next one, Yama says no, you're not allowed to use it next year because it's a chshalos and takalom. If you start and leave it over the whole year, we're afraid something will happen to it. So you see, it's the machlokes, so we're afraid something happens to it or not. Gemara says maybe no, loy. The kula yama maybe I'll tell you loy chashinu l'takola or maybe chashinu l'takola. It's not totally. The halacha of the Rebbe Rabbon came iflagi, and everybody holds you not chashinu l'takola. Now what's the question if you could use this carbon chatas next year or not? The machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbonim, because really a chatas also can only be used when it's 1 year old, the first year. Once it's a year old, it's possible. So how could you tell me you use the carbon pesach next year? The chatas over a year old already. So Lamai goes according to Rebbe that the birthday has to be the English birthday. So maybe next year Pesach is still less than 365 days. So maybe you're allowed to use it. That's good for the machlokes. For like Kasha, for Rebbe or Rabbonim, the man the Yomlet says you're allowed to use it next year goes according to Rebbe. But it's possible next year Pesach it still won't be a year old. But the one that says no, you can't use it goes according to Rabbonim. But maybe everybody holds you're not chashin l'takola. So Mara says no, but Tani we learn clearly. V'chein ha-moyis. If somebody sets aside money this year, that this money should be used for Korban Pesach. And let's say it passes by this year Pesach, it's a question, are you allowed to leave over this money for next year or not? So what's the machlokes they can leave it over for next year? The money can't become possible. Like, why can't you leave over the money for next year? And allow Shemaminon, Pitakola, Pligi Shemamini, Shemamina. You have a raya, the machlokes isn't Takola. Let's leave over the money. One money says, no, you're not going to leave over this money for next year. Because we're afraid maybe in the middle of the year you come to use it. So therefore we tell you that the money you have to get rid of. You have to throw the money right now into the Yam HaMelech. Because we're afraid the money, the whole year you can't use it. Because you set aside this money to be for Korban Pesach. So since you can't use it, then it's almost like you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. And the other man, the Yom says, no, you're allowed to keep the money in your house the whole year. So you see, this Shalif, we're afraid, Mishum Takolom, is a Machlokes Tanoim. So blame the Nechlam, it's like a Machlokes Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold the Mishnah Daf Samach Vov Amar Aleph, which says Boloi Eitzel Sir Hamashtaleich. Is now the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. After we finished the Avodas, we spoke about the Mishnayos before that he already shechted the Soyer La Blashem and his own par, and he brought both damim inside the Fnei Lefnim, inside the Perches by the Heichol, inside Mizbeach Apnim. After we finished the Avodas of the dam with the Soyer of Lashem and with the par of Porosh or Kohen Gadol, now he comes back to the Soyer HaMeshtaleich. Is Bo Lo Yetzel Soyer HaMeshtaleich. The Kohen Gadol now comes back to the Soyer HaMeshtaleich for Soymer Shtei Yod of Olav. And he puts his two hands on top of this goat, and he says Vidui. Like Rashi says, Bo Lo Yetzel Soyer HaMeshtaleich. Laruya B'Seder HaAvoida. To teach us to say the order of the Avoidas the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Ukomar, the liacha shagoma koyin godol, maten domim shopar, u soyer, after the koyin godol finished all the avoidus with the dam of his par, and his soyer, the soyer of chatas lashem, kid the solid perk of the hoitziloi, bole a koyin esosir hamashtaleich. Now the koyin godol goes to the soyer hamashtaleich, the other goat that the goyrol choose to be the azazil, the mokim shamidu shom, at the place where it was stood, Kineged Beishaluchot, that we had before, Kedemina Perak Tofu the Kalfi. We had the Perak before, that they used to leave after they chose with the Goyrul. The Sawyer is the Sawyer Lazozel, they used to leave it near the gate where it's going to leave the Azor, the Beis Hamikdash. As up until now, it's still in the Beis Hamikdash. It's sustained by the gate, by the Beishaluchot, by its shower, its gate, where it's eventually going to leave the Beis Hamikdash. That's where we're standing all this time. And now the Kohen Gadol goes to it. Umisvad, and he says vidui on it. This is the way the Kohen Gadol used to say vidui on the Soyer HaMeshtaleich. He say, honor Hashem. Chotu, his Klal Yisrael did an averis. Ovu poshu, we did averis. Chotu, we said before, was b'shoigi. Ovu was b'mezid. And poshu was b'merid. Like you're rebelling, that's the worst. Lefonecho, in front of you, amcho beis Yisrael. Now this is a kapora for the whole Klal Yisrael. And we'll see in the Gemara if this includes Kahanim or only the Yisraelim. But it says, Amcho Beis Yisrael, I want the Soyer HaMeshtaleich to forgive the whole Klal Yisrael. Ono Hashem, Kapeno L'chatoyim L'avoynus L'apshoyim, Shechoto V'Shobu V'Sheposhu. that Klai Yisrael did chotu means b'shoigig, they did averus not willingly. B'shavu, that means b'meizid, they did averus willingly. B'shaposhu, they did averus even b'merid, even going k'neged Hashem. Lefonech, in front of you, amcha beis Yisrael. So forgive the whole Klai Yisrael. Takosu b'sayros Moshe, like it says in the Torah, b'sayros Moshe avdecha, lemer, it says like this, ki b'yoyim hazeh, on Yom Kippur, Yechaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive everybody. Letayreschem to metayros, mikol chatzeichem lefnei Hashem tetoru. That we become pure and clean in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippurim. This is the vidu the Kohen God used to say by the Sori HaMeshtaleich. So he said Hashem's name here three times. He said Ono Hashem, that was one time, and Ono Hashem a second time, and then he said this pasuk of lefnei Hashem a third time. Now v'ka'akahanim v'yom ho'im dem b'yazara. All the Kahanim, or even the Yisraelim, that were standing in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, Kishoyu Shoimim, Shem HaMeferish, when they used to hear the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special name, the Shem HaMeferish, Shehu Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol, when it went out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, and just now the Kohen Gadol said it three times. As in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMeferish 10 times we had. By the Vidui of the Sera Mashtaleach, he said it 3 times, by the other video 3 times, and another video 3 times, and then he stands said Hashem's name. But by each vidui, he said Hashem's name 3 times. It's Ono Hashem. Now the way he said Hashem, that was with the Shem HaMeferish. That's a machlokes exactly what does it mean, the Shem HaMeferish. Some say the Shem HaMeferish is the Yud-Kei Vov-Kei. He pronounced it the way you're supposed to, with the Yud-Kei Vov-Kei. And some of us learn, and the Rambam brings down from the Goinim, that the Shem HaMeferish is the Osius of Membeis. It's 42 Osius, how to read out Hashem's name, that we don't know how to do it. But whenever it says Yud-Kei Vod-Kei, it's like the abbreviation for these Membeis Osius, the 42 Osius, which is called the Shem HaMeferish. So here, when the Kohen God used to say Hashem's name, he used to say out the whole Shem with the 42 Osius. So when the Kohanim and the Am used to hear the Kohen Godel say the Shem HaMeferish, either it means he said the Yud-Kei Vod-Kei the way you're supposed to read it, or not the way it's supposed to, the way it's written, then the people there, when they heard it, is Hayukurim, they used to bow down, or Mishtachrim, bow down altogether, the Neuflon Apim, fall down on their face. The Yomim, they would say, Baruch Shem Kivoy Lachus Elam Vod. That's what the Kanim and the Yisraelim used to do when they heard the Shem HaMeferish on Yom Kippur. They used to bow down, Kurim, Mishtachrim, Neuflon Apim, the Yomim, Baruch Shem. The Vod. Mosru, then after this happened, after they finished the Vidui, and they finished bowing down, then Mosru Lemi Shoyim Alichim. They gave over the Sori HaMeshtaleach to the special person that was appointed from before Yom Kippur, that he's going to be the one to take it away. Now really, Hakil Ksherim Lalichai. Anybody is kosher to do this work of taking the Sori Lazozel to the Tzoyk. We'll soon see, that was very far, that was outside Yishlayim. The Pasuk says, HaMidboro used to take it to a special cliff. In the Midbar, they would throw it off the cliff. So anybody really is kosher, even the Tzar, even the Yisrael. Elishosu akhanim gedolim, or Rashi, some Jews take out the word gedolim, rather elishosu akhanim kovu. The kahanim made up between themselves that they're going to do it. They're not going to let a Yisrael do this avodah, they're going to want only the kahanim to do it. So even though really it was kosher bizarre, but they made up that only kahanim would do this avodah of taking the soyer outside the Azorah, way into the midbar, to throw it over the cliff. And they didn't let any Yisrael do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Mice had once happened, V'haylichu arasla. The one time a person called arasla, he taka took the Lasari Lazozel to the Midbar. The Yisrael hoya, and it was the Yisrael that once happened, that Yisrael taka did it. Now the Kevesh also loy. He used to make a special plank, like a special bridge, for the person taking, leading the Sawyer to walk upon over this bridge. Why? Nifnei ha-bavloyim. Because there were bad people, they called them the Bavloyim. We'll see in the Gemara, really there were people from Anshi Alexandria. But they called them Bavloyim because the people living in Eretz Yisrael didn't like the people living in Bavel. So anybody did something bad, they called them with Loshim if they are Bavloyim. So they called the bad people Bavloyim. What do these bad people used to do? Shoyim Metalshim Besaroi. They used to pull out the hair of this person that's taken the Sir Lazozel, the Yermloy, and as if to tell him, Toil but say. Now, go faster. If they would see this person walking with the Sir Lazozel to take him outside the Azorah, outside Yerushalayim, into the Midbar, So if he'd be walking nice and slow, that people, bad people, like pull out his hair of the person and say, go faster, go faster. Like, in other words, you're this Sawyer has all the Averis of Klai Yisroel. So we want to get rid of them already. So go faster and get rid of all the Averis of Klai Yisroel. So because these bad people used to do this, they used to have a special kevish, a special like plank, a special bridge, so that he would walk higher than the normal person, that the people couldn't touch him. So Rashi says, Elishosa kanim kva, that means shegilo lases et kanim kva, the kanim made up between themselves, liyos malichin oisai, that they would be the only ones to carry out this power, the soyer of Lazosum. The Bezdin of the Kohanim did not let a regular Yisrael carry out the Lazozel. Arasla, once happened, the Shemish, this person called Arasla, he was the Yisrael and he once carried it out. So about it was kosher with the Yisrael. Just this one time they let him. The Kevesh, that means Kemin Mala, type of a bridge, also Loi, Shugavoye, was higher than a normal person. The Yotzadera Choyste Kevesh, Chutzli Azara, Bechutzliir. Through this plank, like this bridge, he would walk outside the Beis Hamikdash and outside the whole Yerushalayim. Kedei shelo yuchlo habavloyim liga, that the bavloyim, these bad people, can't grab a hold of this person, the mishaleach, the one that's sending out the lazozel. Revishoye regilim letol shevesarvoy, because these bad people used to grab, to pull out the person's hair. The yomim lo, they would tell him, toyo maher, go faster. Vetzein, go out. Vyatishoye avonesenu etzenuoyed. And don't keep back this sir, don't go so slow, because all our averis are on this soyim. We want to have our kapara fast. So he used to like tell him, go fast. And he used to even pull out his hair. So not to do that, he used to have a special plank for him to go higher. Here's the Gemara. V'yilu b'nayaron am k'doshecha loikoma. Now when the Kohen Gadol said vidui on the Parah Meshtaleach, it says, Loshin, Chotu, Ovu, Poshu, Lefanecha, Amcha, Beis Yisrael. Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Mashmo, the Kla Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael. I want this carbon, not a carbon, this Lazozel, to be Mechapa, to forgive, for Amcha, Beis Yisrael. But not for Bnei Aaron, not for Kehanim. Sechur, Vimu, Bnei Aaron, Amcha, the Shech, Loi Komar. The Kohen Gadol does not include Kehanim. His Zechur, Man Tana, who's the Tana Ba Mishnah? Reb Yirmiya, the like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if our Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Yesh lem kapora v'soy ha-mishtaleich. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that even a regular Kohen, he also has his forgiveness with this Sawyer, this goat that goes Lazozel. So why doesn't the Kohen Gadol on the Vidui mention B'nai Aaron, Am Kodashecha? The Chura goes not like Rabbi Yehuda. The other man, the Yom, holds that the special power the Kohen Gadol has for himself on Yom Kippur is mechaper for him, for the Kohen Gadol, and for all the other Kohanim. And not only is it mechaper for the chet they did, v'tumas migdash kodeshav, they hold it's mechaper for them for any averus they did. For all the averus the Kohanim did, they had that kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So now that's what's mashter for our Mishnah, that the Sawyer of Lazozel was only meant for the Bnei Yisrael, but not meant for the Kohanim. Because if it went according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why didn't our Mishnah say Bnei Aaron? So Moritz says no. Abaye Rama Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the Kohanim don't have their kapara from the Shara Veris, from the power of the Kohen Gadol, but they also have their forgiveness from this Soyer Lazozel, from the goat that sent out Lazozel. Even the Bnei Kohanim have their kapara. So then the question is, why does the Mishnah only say Amcha Beis Yisrael? Why doesn't it say Bnei Aaron Amcha Deshech also? So the Gemara says, Oto Kohanim Lav Bechlal Amcha Yisroelinu. His Kohanim are also included. Amcha Beis Yisrael means the whole Klal Yisrael, not only Bnei Yisrael to mean the Shevet Yisrael and Lafuke Shevet Kuna. No, Shevet Kuna is also included. So in this video that he said, Chotu Ovu Posh Lefanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael, was included everybody. It could even be included the Kohanim also. Then the Mishnah says, Mosu L'mishu M'lichay. So after the Kohen Gadol got finished saying his vidui, and he said the Shem HaMeferish three times, and the people bowed down and said, Baruch Shem K'var Mechus Elorim Voed, then they sent the Soya Lazozel out. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says like this, Ish Iti. The Pasuk says you're supposed to send this or Soyer with a special person, Iti Lemidbarim. Send it out to the Midbar. So Midarshan Ish means Lachshir Es Azar. You don't have to use a Kayin. Now any Yisrael, any Zar is also kosher to do this Avoidum of sending out the Soyer Lazozim. Iti, what does the word Iti mean? The pointed one. She a Mizuman Iti. He should be a